WTAW News Time is 6 after 8. 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This morning, a College Station neighborhood park is being renamed in honor for the first family to build a home in the Raintree subdivision. The new name, Art and Myra Bright Park, was approved by the City Council in February, something a friend, Harry Whitner, wanted to do for 5 years.
Neil Sperry made a comment that Art, as an educator, was a rock star. He also said that he learned over time that the love for Myra was to the end of pie. And I believe that wholeheartedly.
Art Bright, who died last year, spent 54 years in the College Station School District. He and Myra volunteered for many local organizations. Myra worked at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute for 20 years. This morning's ceremony starts at 10 at the park on Raintree Drive. What does it take to build a monument welcoming motorists to College Station? The City Council has approved plans and agreements amounting to 221 pages for the first of up to 4 gateway monuments. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says the location is the northwest corner of the freeway and university. He did not expect construction to be finished by the start of the Texas A&M football season.
I don't know that we'll be able to complete the project.
You have to know the mayor sort of promised on the radio that you sure hoped it would be.
I said I was hoping that it would be.
Harmon said they are 2 or 3 months away for awarding a bid. The 11-foot-tall monument will be positioned for southbound motorists to see, but not those who took the southbound exit to university. You may have noticed new signage out and inside what is now called Baylor Scott & White Medical College Station. Hospital staff and community representatives recently celebrated the name change, noting the expansion on the campus since it opened in August 2013. A photo provided by Baylor Scott & White Health is online at WTAW.com. A local space-related startup company has announced launching a satellite from the International Space Station. TSTAR, which stands for Texas Space Technology Applications and Research, reports a joint project with 2 Texas A&M students will involve 13 NASA scientists. Research from the satellite, named Strata, will involve studying the powdery substance found on terrestrial objects, including the moon and asteroids. 2 academic leaders on the Texas A&M flagship campus are moving to branch locations. The former dean of the College of Education, Douglas Palmer, has been named interim head of the Galveston campus. Dr. Palmer, who is currently a professor in the Education College, takes over June 1st for retired Admiral Robert Smith III, who is retiring as vice president of the Marine-oriented branch. And the department head of industrial and systems engineering is headed overseas. Cesar Malave takes over July 1st as dean and chief operating officer at A&M's Cutter campus. Flooding in East Texas last Friday night claimed the lives of 6 people. That includes a woman and her 4 grandchildren, all under the age of 9. They lived in one of the homes on a Palestine cul-de-sac that was severely damaged following more than 7 inches of rain that fell in less than 1 hour. City officials used a dump truck to rescue one man from the roof of his home. WTAW News Time is 9 after 8. It's 60 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
For today, clouds and occasional sun with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for a while. Breezy, high temperature low to mid-70s. Now tonight, it'll become mostly clear, turn cooler and drier, mid-50s by early Tuesday morning. Then a couple of fine days coming up into midweek. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, high temperature mid to upper 70s, fair at night, mid-50s, and mostly sunny and warmer Wednesday, low 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:12, still overcast and just kind of drippy stuff out there. So, let's say you're a McDonald's fan, okay? You like that McDonald's food.
Okay.
Now, I plead the fifth.
Yeah, they may have some sugar in it. Remember, that makes you old.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But let's say that you used to have a McDonald's, but they decided to close the McDonald's where you lived. Such has happened in Ukraine. The Russian portion of the area that is basically controlled by the Ukrainian, this eastern Ukraine, they've reopened the McDonald's. They have, not McDonald's. The Russians have reopened a McDonald's.
It's called McDougal's.
Yeah. They took off the Donald's and it just has MC on it, okay? It's just Mick. Only the Mick is right there. And then they've got the blue, red, and light blue flag of the self-proclaimed Lex People's Republic.
Okay.
Our spokesman for McDonald's says, okay, well, we're working on the issue.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any of those other letters that look like a combination between like an A and an E.
No, none of that. No, that's they just figure...
Where does their food come from?
That's a good point. Now, photographs that have been posted on social media from last week shows the restaurant selling food that is wrapped in McDonald's branded packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Here come lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
But the food is not from there.
Right.
Okay. Now, obviously you can't be doing that. Now, on Friday, the packaging being used did not carry the branding of McDonald's, so they've stopped that much. But they're going to keep selling heat lamp food, I guess.
Mm. Well, hold on, I'm writing something down here. Places not to visit Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, it's just burgers and fries. Imagine you don't get some of those wonderful things like the hot apple pies that they would have there all the time. But
or the McFlurries.
Yeah.
Or the slurry nuggets.
See.
Slurry nuggets.
From last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they probably don't have the same sizes and shapes that they do there. But anyhow, so watch for that and make sure you're eating at a genuine
McDonald's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can do that. 8:15 coming up this Thursday. It's the Doing the Most Good banquet. It's the fifth annual going on by the Salvation Army. And Lieutenant Jeremy Walker joins us this morning. Good morning, Lieutenant. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well.
Wonderful. This is, again, as we mentioned, the fifth banquet. And this year, kind of a different tact. It's going to be baseball-oriented. First, let me tell people it's going to be Thursday at the Hilton. The doors open at 6 o'clock. And tickets are still available for $75, and sponsorships available as well. But tell us a little bit about the guest speaker that you have this year for the Salvation Army Banquet.
Well, our guest speaker this year, we're very excited to have him. He's from the Disney movie The Rookie. It's Jim Morris.
Okay.
That's what the movie was based off of. Texas school teacher that went off and started pitching and made it to the majors later in life.
He got a chance to live his dream like a lot of people have, and he didn't, time kind of set the timetable off a little bit, but still ended up getting to do what he does. And so take a minute to explain to folks, obviously they know about Red Kettles, but Salvation Army is helping people here in the Brazos Valley all year long. Tell us about that.
Yeah, everybody knows us for our Christmas effort, but we're open 365 days a year, and we've got all kinds of programs going, and this is our second fundraiser of the year, and so we just ask people to get behind us and help us and support us. The summer months get really lean, and so people coming out, having a good dinner, and enjoying a good fellowship and listening to a good speaker, but more importantly, helping their neighbors out in need here in the community.
There'll be some silent auction, some live auction items as well. And again, it starts at 6:00. Jeremy, if they want tickets or want some more information, what can they do?
They can call the office at 979-361-0618, or they can email us at brian.texas@ussalvationarmy.org.
All right, do that. It's coming up this Thursday. It's the Salvation Army doing the most good banquet. It's a great deal. It's at the Hilton. Starts at 6:00. Thanks for everything you do in the community, Lieutenant, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, it's 8:17.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. We're becoming less enthralled with tablet computers. Industry tracker IDC says worldwide shipments of tablets fell another 15% during the first 3 months of the year as overall disinterest in the product category reached record highs. Apple sold the most tablets of any other company during the quarter, giving it a 26% market share. The only bright spot was in detachable tablets, which are regular slate tablets with detachable keyboards. A pushback against spying billboards. New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for a federal investigation of outdoor ad spaces that target specific customers based on information it mines from their cell phone data as they walk by. Schumer says our phones shouldn't become a James Bond-like personal tracking device for companies to gather information about us. A spokesman for Clear Channel, which operates such ad spaces, says its radar program uses only anonymous data collected by other companies. On Wall Street, futures are a bit higher. That's Your Money Now.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. This Mother's Day, say thank you, Mom, for all the love she's given you with the brightest gift of all. Name a star after her. It's the gift she'll always cherish. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, the Star Registry will send your mother a beautiful personalized gift, and her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. How you doing, Bill?
Doing great, Brad.
Nice to meet you. This is the first time we've had a chance to interact here.
Yeah, it's
very
great.
Very cool. Very cool. So what do you got for us from the BBB?
Well, I wanted to talk to the listeners about what to watch out for after we've had all these damaging floods. The floodwaters have risen. You've seen the pictures on TV. you look in Houston and some of the other flooded areas of Texas, a lot of vehicles underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So in the wake of that, BBB urges new and used car buyers to be very cautious of businesses that want to take advantage of unloading those flood-damaged vehicles. So here's some tips to go by. First, ask to see the title of a used car, but even, you know, even the new ones. If the new ones have been underwater, they're going to be flood damaged, no doubt about mm-hmm. it. So check the date and the place of transfer to see if the car came from a flood damaged area too.
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
you'll get cars sent up here from, say, Louisiana or some other very hard hit area.
Houston, yeah, that's
yeah, mm-hmm. Houston too. So you can check the title to see if it's stamped salvage. If it is, walk the other way.
Okay.
Check all the gauges on the dashboard to make sure they are accurate and look for signs of water. Test the lights, the windshield wipers, turn signals, cigarette lighter, and all these other little things just to make sure. You can reach your hand under the dash and feel and yank on some of the wires. See if they're brittle, because once they've gotten wet, that plastic will turn brittle on you, and that means they're going to fail at some point. Also, check the trunk, glove compartment, and beneath the seats. See if there's any signs of mud or rust or any water damage. Look for discolored or faded stained upholstery and carpeting. Those are sure signs. Another one I'll bet you could guess is it smells moldy.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway there.
I've had a flood-damaged car before. But anyway, you don't want that. So check out BBB. If there's any question on the dealership that you're looking to deal with, check them out at bbb.org or give us a call at 260-2222, and we'll be able to look that dealership up and see if they have a record of complaints that maybe you ought to not deal with them, you know, that sort of thing. And also, the best advice I can give is if you want to have a used vehicle, best thing to do is take it to one of your trusted mechanics. Have them check it out. May cost you $45 or so, but it could save you thousands.
A lot of good information there. That is definitely stuff that I think the people should know for sure.
Absolutely, Brad.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate you joining
us. Thank you.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Good morning, it's 823, the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. More than 1 million goldfish now have a new giant fishbowl.
Yay! Wait, and, what?
Actually, it's in Tempe, Arizona. Officials dumped 1.2 million goldfish and minnows into Tempe Town Lake on Friday. They say the fish will serve as a natural insect control for the midge fly larvae that are out there. Okay, and then are on the bottom.
Nature versus nature.
Yeah, mm. Well, it may be even more than that. Now, the man-made lake already has a variety of fish, including bass and carp. The goldfish probably will be a food source for them as well. So here we are, man trying to inject themselves into the food chain. If the little fish don't grow up faster than the big fish eat them, this is just bait, okay? This is 1.2 million pieces of bait.
Uh-huh.
Talking about taking care of eating the larvae, and you're supposed to do that, but still. And as usual, where most fish come from, Arkansas. They were transported from Arkansas.
Hmm.
So they come in and see how they like Phoenix. The lake was drained back in March to replace a dam on the west side. Lake is expected to reopen sometime later this month. They say the new dam will be more cost-effective. Yeah, okay.
Welcome to your new home.
Yeah,
good luck.
Exactly. Now,
somebody somewhere
swim
is going to say
faster than Bobby.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere is going to say this has to do with climate change eventually.
Well, I suppose.
Obviously.
It's just, why did they include the line, officials say the new dam will be more cost-effective? I mean, do you think even if it weren't, they're going to tell you it's not?
Right.
We just built this new dam over here. It's not as cost-effective as the one we used to have, but we just thought we'd spend the money to go ahead and do that. No, instead, that way we feel good about it. And I don't know, put that in your calendar to check in about 3 years. And let's see how this project is going.
I mean, are the midge flies that much of an issue in that area?
I guess they must be.
Yeah.
But again,
if it doesn't work, do we get our tax money back?
Or? Ah, yeah, sure. Yeah, we're talking carp here, okay? Carp eat a lot.
Bottom feeders.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they'll be down there, too, where the midge fly larvae eat,
right,
and they don't eat them. What they'll do is they'll eat the fish that eat that. And after you've eaten all the fish that eat the larvae, oh, yeah, they'll have to quietly restock it by dark of night.
Right.
So we'll see how if they have to recharge the system.
Cost-effectively.
Yeah, of course.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott. Backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save. Like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Twin Inheritance. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Fraternal twins run in families, and now scientists have identified why. Geneticist Hamdi Mbarak at Vrije University in Amsterdam and his colleagues compared the genomes of thousands of women who had given birth to twins to those who had not. The researchers report in the American Journal of Human Genetics that the mothers of twins were more likely to have variants of two key genes.
The first gene, FSHB, increases the chance to have fraternal twins by 18%, and the second gene, SMARCA3, increases the chance by 9%.
Women with variants of FSHB produce more of a hormone that promotes egg development, and a variant of SMAD3 makes their ovaries more responsive to the hormone. Both result in the ovulation of multiple eggs at the same time, which can lead to twins. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Kim Commando here. As we all know, most states have banned texting while driving. And there's no question, texting is just as dangerous as drunk driving. In survey after survey, Americans confess to not only texting, but also Facebooking, Snapchatting, Instagramming, FaceTiming, and taking selfies. Road fatalities were falling for years because of airbags and better car designs. But now, they're up, big time, 8% in the last year alone. So the state of New York wants to get tough with a proposed law. Move over breathalyzer, make room for textalyzer, a digital equivalent to the breathalyzer, a hardware device inside police cars. It scans phones for any activity that's forbidden under New York's hands-free driving laws, including talking with the phone at your ear. At any roadside stop, cops can demand your phone and scan it. If you refuse to hand it over, it would be like refusing a breathalyzer. Lose your license for a year. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Sometime this summer, construction will start on the first of up to four monuments welcoming motorists to College Station. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says it will be located at the northwest corner of the freeway in University, which will be visible for southbound traffic.
The way it's located, will it be visible for those exiting off of University?
It will be likely be obstructed by the tree plantings.
As those trees grow, though, you mentioned obstruction. Aren't they going to pretty much make it so that you can't see it?
It's not in the sight triangle that we would see, but you would be obstructed as you exit for University Drive.
But from 6, you'll be able to see it. Absolutely. Even as those trees mature.
Oh, yes.
Photos of the $75,000 11-foot-tall monument and its location, along with 221 pages of background information approved by the council, is online at WTAW.com. The first family to build a home in College Station's Raintree subdivision is having the neighborhood park renamed in their honor this morning. Art and Myra Bright Park recognizes the contributions the couple have made in the city. Art spent 54 years in the College Station School District. CSISD's Chrissy Hester recalled working with the couple for 37 years when she addressed the city council in February when the name change was approved.
All I can think of is the lives that they've touched, that continue to touch and spread. And then he got College Station ISD involved in Habitat for Humanity, which then brought in much service for the faculty and staff at College Station to continue even an outreach to the community. So that everywhere you look, you can feel and see the things in the community and the lives that they have touched.
This morning's ceremony starts at 10 at the park on Raintree Drive. A server at a Bryan restaurant tells Bryan police after she refused a $1 million tip, someone vandalized her car.
According to the arrest report, the man who caused $5,000 damage says he does not remember doing it because he was blackout drunk. Felony charge of criminal mischief was added after 53-year-old David Earl Duke of Bryan was in jail following his arrest for breaking into trucks near his home while under the influence of methamphetamine. Duke was seen on surveillance video smashing pieces of asphalt into the server's car. A Bryan man tells police he drove away from a hit-and-run crash because he was scared. According to online jail records, 25-year-old Juan Francisco Morales was wanted on 9 arrest warrants dating back 4 years on a variety of traffic and misdemeanor drug charges. According to the arrest report, no one was injured in the wreck at Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell, where Morales' car hit a disabled vehicle. A tow truck driver at the scene then followed Morales until police arrived. A Bryan woman's 20th arrest in Brazos County was for running away from two sheriff's deputies at the Aguilan Humane Society. According to the arrest report, 30-year-old Stacy Bradshaw was at the shelter with her ill dog when the deputies arrived. Bradshaw was caught after a short foot chase and was taken to jail on 3 warrants from Bryan Municipal Court, charging her with failing to have her pets vaccinated. A Bryan man's 16th arrest in Brazos County followed a disturbance at his Westside Bryan home. According to the arrest report, 5 officers were on the scene when 25-year-old Justin Haskell was arrested for using a box cutter knife to threaten his uncle, his sister, and her boyfriend. None of the relatives were hurt, nor was Haskell's girlfriend, who was also in the home. According to online jail records, Haskell was arrested 4 times last year and served almost 6 months. After pleading guilty to a reduced charge of hindering apprehension, that's after 9 Brazos County Sheriff's deputies were involved in arresting Haskell's girlfriend. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M has announced two academic leaders in College Station that are headed out of town on new assignments. The new dean and chief operating officer at A&M's Cutter campus is Cesar Malave, currently the department head of industrial and systems engineering. Malave starts July 1st. And June 1st is the start date for the new interim vice president of A&M's Galveston campus. A former dean of the College of Education, Dr. Douglas Palmer, will fill in during the search to succeed retired Rear Admiral Robert Smith III, who announced earlier this year he was leaving the Marine-oriented campus. The largest not-for-profit health system in Texas has been renaming all 48 of its hospitals. Baylor Scott & White Health recently completed the transition in College Station. A company photo showing what is now Baylor Scott & White Medical College Station is online at WTAW.com. The local hospital opened in August 2013, the same year of the merger of Scott & White and Baylor Healthcare System. Employees and community representatives recently celebrated the name change. For the next year, NASA scientists will be studying data collected from a satellite with connections to a local space-related startup company. Components of the satellite, named Strata, was the work of TSTAR, the acronym for Texas Space Technology Applications and Research, and two Texas A&M students. Strata, which was launched last week from the International Space Station, will conduct experiments related to powdery substances found on the moon, asteroids, and other terrestrial objects. 13 NASA scientists will be involved in the year-long research. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 60 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage. Always faster and cheaper. Guaranteed.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit CallawayJones.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning. It's 8:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
For today, clouds and occasional sun with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for a while. Breezy, high temperature low to mid-70s. Now tonight, it'll become mostly clear, turn cooler and drier, mid-50s by early Tuesday morning. Then a couple of fine days coming up into midweek. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, high temperature mid to upper 70s, fair at night, mid-50s, and mostly sunny and warmer Wednesday, low 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, there you go. It's 8:41. So either of you been to the real Ringling Brothers Circus, like the circus?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have.
Okay. So been to a circus?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've been to like the big one in Houston.
Right.
But we used to have them here, you know.
Yeah. They come here, and which is always great because you always want those people parked on the railroad tracks along Welburn Road. So you can see how they do dry their clothes. But anyway, the thing is, though, that is the top touring circus in America. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, of course, one of the things that Ringling Brothers does is they interact with the community by having a parade where they move the animals into the arena where they're doing the show. Usually do that the first day. Now, ideas for kiddos to get to see animals that they haven't seen before. That's always what a circus has done, and that hasn't changed until today.
Until today.
After years of giant tricks and synchronized dances, the elephants at Ringling Brothers performed their final act yesterday. The elephants' last show was in Providence, Rhode Island. The circus said nearly 2 years before that the pachyderms were expected to be retired. The Feld Entertainment Company, which owns Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, along with other things like the Harlem Globetrotters, by the way, and I think Ice Capades. I think they own all those. Anyway, they said the touring elephants would head to Florida to a conservation center. It appears the animals are making it there a little bit earlier. They had said it was going to happen in 2018. The retirement marks the end of an era for the elephants, which had been a big part of the Ringling Brothers performance for years. Their dances and routines featured prominently in the shows.
You know what? That's sad. I'm kind of conflicted on the whole, all the zoos and the water parks and everything.
Yeah.
Just because I get it. I get that this is not their natural habitat, and it's probably distressing for them. And I know some of them keep them in like bad conditions and things like that. But at the same time, people over here, it's going to be a hard. They're going to have a hard time seeing these animals anywhere else, and that's a great experience.
Well, it is, and it all depends on the zoo, I guess. It's been years, but went to what I think is probably the best one in America, and that's in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the San Diego Zoo, which is really cool because you can go in there, and they have like a butterfly enclosure, which is outstanding. But also north of the city, they have a really big area.
Scott goes to the zoo to see the butterflies.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Well, really? It was cool, I mean, because they did that, but because you can safely interact with them. It's not like going into the pit viper. But I think north of the city, they have a bigger area, much bigger area. And that, you know, they put you in wheeled vehicles and you roll around, and you do not get a chance to be close to the animals there. You get to see them in a habitat that would be similar. But that's it.
Kind of like a safari adventure type
something
deal.
Like that. Mm-hmm. See, the deal is in 2011, the circus was fined by the USDA for violations of the Animal Welfare Act. Well, you know that's just going to continue over time, and I think that's when they made the decision. The initial retirement announcement was made. Ringling Brothers had 13 elephants traveling in its shows. When they are moved, 42 Asian elephants we'll call the conservation center home.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, no matter what, no matter how nice you make the habitat, it's not their natural habitat.
Right.
And that's sad. It really is. Yeah. But at the same time, I have great experiences, great memories
as a child. See, are we supposed to do all that? We're supposed to traumatize the animals just so you can have, not just you.
Very
true.
Brad.
So
you're right,
it's on you, Brad.
You're absolutely right. I totally agree with that. That's why I feel so conflicted, because it's sad.
Yeah.
So along with everyone else, they're retiring to Florida.
Heaven's waiting room. Okay, so anyhow, but wash your ears out with this great good news. The New York City Tourism Campaign has just named their new ambassadors for the city.
Yay.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. Okay. There's a lot of people can relate to that. Hello.
Hello. I just wonder how long it'll be before California just outlaws zoos entirely. They'd be the first to do it.
Well,
sure.
they probably would. And yeah. Again, San Diego does it pretty well, right? And you know, SeaWorld is also out there, and they've certainly had some pushback in years past. So you're right. They may well, but you see, if you can go with you know on your computer and see high definition creatures, you know, like the National Geographic Channel, great to look at. Some of those things I wouldn't want to be near, but to learn about them is kind of fun.
And that makes me feel better about it. You know, nothing replaces seeing them in person, but yep. At least we can see them.
Well, and the other thing is, I think a lot of zoos and wildlife refuges have done a tremendous amount of outreach, too, to educate kiddos.
Right.
And that's from that standpoint, I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, yeah,
but what happens to the circus now?
Well,
I mean, who goes without elephants?
I don't know. I guess that's what you're going to have to do.
I mean,
is
who really wants to just go to see the clowns?
And the next is the death. Maybe what they'll have to do is stop all the death-defying stuff. Or, you know,
right.
People aren't getting shot
out
of
cannons
anymore.
Why would you go?
That's it. And why? Because where else can you go to buy? Oh, you can buy expensive popcorn, all sorts of things.
Yeah, you go to a baseball game.
Yeah, I can do that. That's
Six
it.
Flags.
Okay. All right, there you go. You heard it here. The circus is in a death spiral.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Your salespeople answered all of our questions, and we love our beautiful new floors. The Aggieland Carpet One team was professional in every way, and it was a very positive experience. Your staff was patient and helpful. It seemed like a huge project to us, but your company made it so easy. Your company was very professional, no high-pressure tactics, just perfect.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Every time you go north on Highway 6 up towards Waco, you go through Hearn and you look over there to the right and you see the train yards, railroad tracks, cars, people. What are they doing over there? I was always curious, thought you might be too. Who better to ask than the manager of train operations? He's been doing it since 2001. His name is Ashley Zeig.
About 95% of our operation is the exchange of crews. You'll have crews that bring trains from either Fort Worth, Longview, Dallas, San Antonio, Taylor, New Braunfels, and or Houston. And the directions they come, they'll also vice versa go the opposite directions. What we do is the crew change pool. We swap the crews. The crews are Houston crew will swap out with the Fort Worth crew, or vice versa. Longview crew with the New Braunfels crew. That's our biggest operation. 95% is just the crew swapping. The crews from those terminals will then lay over here at Hearn for their rest and wake up to take a trip back home the next day.
You've probably seen on highways everywhere these vans that say rail crew vans. Well, that's their transportation. So how many go in and out of that Hearn train yard each day? Well, just do the math.
In a 24-hour period, right now we've been a little below average, so we're running about 36 trains a day. And you look at two getting on and two getting off, so, you know, multiply it by four. So yeah. You're looking at anywhere from 120 to 150 guys a day, depending on any kind of trainees that might be with them. Most crews are typical two-man crews. However, if you have a trainee, that'll add a three-man to about maybe 33% of our outgoing crews.
Ashley Zeig hadn't always been a train guy, but he loves it.
College didn't work out too well for me, and I needed a good job, and luckily, by the grace of God, I found one.
Ashley Zeig, born and raised in Hearn, Texas. Happy with that and proud of it.
I love it. We've got our flaws. I can't deny that, but it's home. Family's here. My kids are growing up here. I mean, I'm not planning on going anywhere else.
You know, in Bryan College Station, we sometimes look at the trains as a nuisance, keeping us from going where we want to go and getting there on time. Well, listen to Ashley Zeig.
The best way to look at it is each rail car is equivalent to, and this is just off the top of my head, equivalent to probably four 18-wheelers. So if I've got a 100-car train going through your town, if that merchandise or product was going to be moved via 18-wheeler, you got 400 18-wheelers going through your town. So, yes, it can be a burden, but in order for this merchandise and products to be moved, this is the most safest, most efficient way to do it.
Now, I don't know any Aggie baseball fan that doesn't enjoy it when they're sitting at Olsen Field and when the train comes by and they blow the Aggie war hymn. What does Ashley Zog say about that?
No comment.
Yeah, officially, they can't condone that, but...
I've actually been at a baseball game, had my kids. I got three girls and my wife, and we were there, and it was a pretty neat experience.
Yeah, but the official comment is no comment. Thank you, Ashley Zeig, for what you do every day, and the guys at the rail yard in Hearn. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
If you're seeing ants crawling around your kitchen, it's that time of year, and as the weather gets warmer, that will continue. Ants are going to get pretty active, and of course, the rain that we have moves them around too. So, if you end up with ants, there is one thing you can do. That's called ABC Home and Commercial Services. Ants are no match for what they do for ABC Home and Commercial Services because they can take care of them, keep them from coming into your home, and take care of the ones that are already in your home. And not just ants, anything else that's a pest that shouldn't be there. ABC Home and Commercial Services has been doing that kind of work for a long, long time. So they'll come in, they treat your home, they can do it on a regular basis for you. In the meantime, between visits from their specialists, if you see an ant, then you call ABC and they'll come right back out at no extra charge to treat again. Also, all the specialists at ABC Home and Commercial Services undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with the ABC team on your property. Bobby Jenkins, class of 81's the guy who runs it here. It's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 6 minutes till. Steven Spielberg probably won't have to be worrying about pork and beans anytime soon. Wall Street Journal says that he got $187 million in hard, cold cash when Comcast purchased DreamWorks Animation last Thursday.
Wow.
$187 million, like he needed any more.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. But also, if the rest of us want to act like Steven Spielberg, I think I got to find it. We got we didn't have any winner on either of the big money things. So, nah, can't find it yet. Okay. In the meantime, first daughter Malia Obama
going to Harvard.
You know it, just like Mama and Daddy did in the fall of 2017 after taking a year break.
She's taking a gap year.
That's what
they're calling it.
Oh, okay.
A gap year. So she'll graduate from high school this year, but then she'll take a year off before attending.
Uh-huh. And the gap year is an opportunity for her to...
Gap years are usually for traveling or doing like humanitarian work, but I think it's just going to help her in the transition from being the president's daughter to being the former president's daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because it's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah. That means that she can now bust out the fake ID. And,
there you go.
Yeah, see how that goes for her.
I saw a joke that Obama told about how his approval rating keeps rising. And he said, last time I was this high, I was trying to decide my major.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is he worried about that?
I wonder how that'll work out. See, but again, I think she'll be okay, too.
Yeah.
They probably got enough resources. But by the way, while we're talking about that, First Lady Michelle will be on tonight's installment of The Voice in the celebration of the fifth anniversary of their Joining Forces initiative. So there you go. Michelle and Dr. Jill Biden.
Nothing else to do for them, huh?
No, I guess not. I didn't realize until today, and I guess it's been going all the time, the voice is on at the same time as Dancing with the Stars. Is that right?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
None of us knew. Okay, what does that say for you?
Well, the voice does like multiple days throughout the week.
Do they
at the beginning. I'm sure they wiggle it down to only one night a week after that. But in the beginning stages where they're doing all the blind auditions, I mean, they'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So
but obviously as the tournament gets smaller,
right,
the field gets
smaller.
Right.
There's you know, more time between episodes.
All right. Three till. Here you go. Hundreds of University of Wisconsin students glued to Snapchat, incessantly refreshing their feed to see what was happening between Mystery Girl and Viking fan. Do we know the story?
No.
Mystery Girl and Viking fan.
The Snapchat love story began when a student confessed her love via Snapchat of a guy she saw wearing a Viking shirt in a university Snap story. She told the male student, quote, "I love you, find me," end quote, in the 10-second clip that would, of course, then go viral. So after seeing the message, Viking fan created a Snapchat of his own telling Mystery Girl to meet him at the Discovery Center at 8:30 p.m., noting that if she saw the video and met him, it was most definitely fate. Well, unfortunately, Mystery Girl didn't see the Snapchat in time. She missed the 8:30 time slot, telling her mystery lover that she was sorry that she missed his first Snapchat and that it was fate. They could see each other another night. She noted that she would let him know later via Snapchat where she would be. So is it starting to cool already between the two of them? See, I mean,
right.
Is that it?
Yeah, they're already making excuses.
They're already
standing each other up.
That's right. Where were you? Thought you were going to do this. Oh, sorry. I know.
They're already nagging at each other.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Okay, just real quick, Twitter got confused over the weekend announcing the death of Bob Hoskins, the actor.
Which happened years ago.
Yeah, happened 2 years ago. So, but aside from that, they were dead on, so to speak. Thank you, Eric.
Okay,
glad to do that. Anyway, in the meantime, daytime Emmys were announced over the weekend. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Best drama series was General Hospital. Best game show was Price is Right. Outstanding morning program was the CBS Sunday News. Now, wait, Sunday morning news? What?
Not the Infomaniacs?
No!
What?
No! The Chew was a winner, so was Talk, The Talk. And
next year, guys, next year.
That's right, was something to shoot for.
And, yeah.
And the most outstanding entertainment talk show was Kelly and Michael, but Michael's leaving.
Bye, Michael!
Oh, yeah, all right, back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.